Joining me in the studio now is a tugboat and Matt Haslam-Hammond. Hello, guys.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Yeah, not bad. Yourself?
Yeah, I'm very good. Thank you very much.
Very kind of you, Matthew.
Do you want to come a bit closer to the mic, tugboat?
I just like that's to answer for both of us, you know, cause that bromance we've got now.
Oh, is that how it's going to be? Just yeah. Matt's doing all the talking to that?
We're very much in love.
Yeah.
Oh.
We're married one night.
Oh. Well, that's not what we're here to talk about, though, is it?
I thought we were.
You're announcing your love.
So we can do that.
Yeah.
We're cool. Well, you are here to talk about Let's Have It. Do you want to tell us a little bit about what that is?
Basically, Let's Have It Entertainment is it's a variety thing. Basically, Essex has always been the hub of great music, comedy, you know, magicians, the lot, really. We're not just fake tan and expensive cars, but if you do have an expensive car, use Brentwood Car Valet services.
Like on Facebook, you get a free gift.
Yeah, you do. Thank you very much. See, my client knows. But yeah, no, basically, my only client at the moment is Matthew Haslam-Hammond.
He's a great client, though. Right?
He is. He's the very best. He's the happiest man on the planet. I mean, to be honest, you spend 5 minutes with the guy and all your blues go away. He's the Disney guy. Who cannot love the Disney guy?
How do you feel about that, Matt? Being told that?
I feel pretty emotional. Like, aww. Pretty chuffed.
I mean, this year, basically, one of the things I've been inspired to do, mainly due, I've got like a lot of family who are really big in the music and, you know, believe in pushing local artists, and I'm exactly the same. Big up to White Room label. But basically, I think it's about time we try and raise some money and stop, you know, cancer if we can. So me and Matt, we're on a mission to bring happiness into people's lives rather than sorrow. So we're going to do a lot of charity gigging, a lot of charity singles, and we're going to really push and try and make some serious money for a cause that I believe in.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
And so you've got something coming up already, haven't you?
Yeah. I know it's a bit soon to be chatting about Christmas, but it is the greatest time of year, isn't it, Matt?
Only 111 days away till Christmas.
Ho, ho, ho. But yeah, basically, at everyone's favourite venue, because there's only two in Brentwood, the SEACs, we have got a tugboat variety night. Basically, it's a tugboat Christmas charity bonanza. That is what it's officially called. Got announced earlier. The first two acts are Matt.
Hello.
Is obviously doing a half-hour set of Disney tunes and Christmas tunes.
Wow, that's going to be incredible. I can imagine it now.
I mean, it's going to almost be like the Muppets Christmas Carol.
Are you calling Matt a Muppet?
Never. But he's a lovable one.
If you had to be a Muppet, Matt, who would you be?
I want to say Fozzie Bear.
Yeah.
The reason being?
I'm just really stupid, and I think he is too.
Oh, bless.
And he's round and furry when you cuddle him.
Sorry, I interrupted there. Quite you were saying about the gig.
But yeah, basically, so we announced him. We announced our good friend from the Fixtures, Chris Marsh.
Hero.
Absolute top boy. Also part Jedi. If you want to know more, you have to ask Matt on his Facebook, or you can private message me or mine, either way. But basically, Chris Marsh has decided to do a 20-minute set. Other people were to be announced later on tonight, so if you do go on Facebook, look up Tugboat's Christmas Charity Bonanza, follow it, say you're going to go. Please come. There's going to be charity auctions. There's going to be blind date auctions. I mean, if you want, are you single now?
You looked at me, then I am.
I mean, we could set you up if you want.
I'm
you
very
know.
Specific, though, on the kind of guy I want, in a way.
That's all right. We could just line you up, you know.
No.
Well, you are going to hear their profiles beforehand. So
oh,
you
good.
Might be like,
yeah,
oh, yeah,
yeah,
that
okay.
guy, yeah.
We're going to give good descriptions. You know, there might be some, like, famous local acts, like, you know, members of the bands up for sale, you know.
For sale? Yeah, to actually buy forever?
Yeah, it will not forever. I mean, that's a bit, you know, like,
that's called,
unhumane.
That's called married.
Yeah.
That's called harsh.
But, yeah, no, basically, we're going to be just doing fun things like that. Obviously, I'm going to do a bit of PC comedian sort of stuff. You know, we're going to try and stay away from being naked.
Yes, I remember the last time we had.
He's also going to be like doing your favourite like parts of the nativity scene as well.
Oh, yes.
Like, you just have to vote on the website like what scene you want to see him do, like the part where Optimus Prime like drops Jesus into the world and all
that. Good. Is that your favourite part, Matt?
No, my favourite part is the part with the ducks and they eat the bread, but...
I don't remember that part in the story. But there we are. Maybe it probably did happen at some point in the world.
You and I remember the nativity story a lot differently.
Yeah, I think we do.
We do indeed. But basically, the main aim is, especially for this one event, because it is so close to Christmas, it's December 11th. It's a Friday night. So as I say, there's going to be live acts, auctions. There, I'm going to try and get some really cool stuff to auction. Some people have already contacted me, donating me kind gifts. If you do want to do the same, feel free to. If you feel inspired, if you believe in trying to stop cancer, if you've lost someone, then feel free to drop message me, Sam Hookins, or if you want to, you can message Matthew. But yeah, I'd like to try and make £1,000. I mean, end the year on a good high. And also as well, hopefully by that point, we will have Matt's very first single, his charity single, up for sale.
That sounds amazing. Is that in progress, Ryan, or is it ready?
You've laid down the first bit, haven't you, buddy?
Yeah, it's all been done, like, but I think it's been mixed or something, isn't it?
It's been the first bit's being mixed, and then we've got to do a B-side, what will involve a beautiful duet between myself and Matt.
Are we going to hear exclusive that tonight, or?
Not tonight, not tonight. You will be hearing Matt. You will be hearing the big That's guy. Good. You won't be hearing from me just yet, because I don't think anyone needs to hear that on a Friday night. Not just yet, anyway. I mean, I am beautiful, but, like, you know, just not on a Friday night.
Fair do. So, can you tell us much about this single? Has it got a name and inspiration and that kind of thing?
I think, you know, I might as well just go for it. Basically, we're just going to cover I Just Can't Wait to Be King by From the Lion King, that one, John's song, or Simba's song, whatever.
Yeah.
What you want to say. And basically, just I won't earn any money from it, so I'm a nice guy, so basically we're just going to give it all to charity, like, as agreed.
Nice.
Keep adding to the cause. And then the B-side is obviously You've Got a Friend in Me, because me and Matt, you know, we've been friends. We have. As I said, as his manager, when we first drunkenly met in a pub, I said, I will get you a picture outside Disney. And what did I do, Matt?
We got a picture outside Disney. Castle,
Florida,
yeah.
Or Paris?
No, California.
Okay. Oh.
The original.
Wow. I did see that, actually. I saw that on Facebook. Yeah. So if people want to see that, they can obviously go on Facebook and have a look at that as well.
Yeah, definitely.
We can put on the Phoenix thing as well if you want.
Yes, we'll stick that up, yeah.
It is possibly the happiest photo on the planet.
Well, we'll be auctioning a poster of that at the Christmas gig, signed by me. I'm not famous or anything, but if I did ever make it, then that probably might be worth
a bit. One day you could be famous.
You never know. I'm quite funny to look at.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I wouldn't say funny to look at. I mean, I'd say beautiful, personally. And by the way, ladies, my client is single. Feel free to drop message him. You know, send him knickers, whatever you want. I mean, he is a good-looking guy.
Is Matt going to be up for the... what did you say?
The auction.
The auction, yes.
It is debatable.
I mean, I would... Well, if he goes in it, I'll certainly be putting my hand in my pocket for it. You know. But as I say, it's all been good fun, really. Like, we the thing with Matt is we sit down, we get a couple of calls, we watch a bit of wrestling because we're still cool, and we drink, and then we just come up with really crazy ideas. But
you're not endorsing drinking to get crazy ideas. You can get crazy ideas just in every walk.
Oh, definitely.
But mainly through drinking.
No. I've had a crazy week. I don't need to tell you that. You don't need to drink to have a crazy week. Trust me. Crazy stuff happens when you're sober.
I was going to say, we were that beautiful today, right? We were walking up here, and some guy on a motorbike went past us and shouted some abuse at us. I think it was like love abuse. We didn't know what he said, so we thought he was like, I love you. You know, I think that might have been.
Take it into a positive.
It sounded like a horrible murmur, and if it was gingerism or fatism, like, we're just putting it out there. So, but we're going to turn your rant into a crime of love, because we think you said love you, you smell of flowers, wasn't it, Matt?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Oh, I think he was digging Sam's hat most of it. He was like, yeah. I like that hat.
Do you want to describe your hat for the listeners?
Basically, Tugboat's always been the captain of the seas. He's going to be a future Hall of Famer. and basically, yeah, I'm a captain of a boat. So when I turn up, I wear John Lennon glasses. I have a big old beard. And I have a captain's hat. It's been with me since gig one. And I'm never going to stop.
And that's sometimes all you wear, isn't it?
That is my... Yeah, sometimes all I wear. I mean... and people, you know, still to this day, people believe that that wasn't planned to really? Get naked.
What? People thought you planned it?
No. People thought that was just a spare in a moment thing.
Oh, I thought it was.
No. Like, a tugboat doesn't just suddenly appear tattooed on your back. I mean, that was like the punchline, that I'd got a giant tugboat tattooed to my back saying Tug Life, and people were like, you didn't mean to get naked. And I was like, well, how did you think girls allowed biology suddenly come on by magic? That didn't just come on halfway during a comedy gig. That was planned. It was just a drunken plan that seemed like a big horrible fat naked mess. But
and how do you feel about it now? Are you glad you did it, or?
I'm really proud I done it, because it produced one of the best photos of my life. I think in this life you should never regret anything.
Cool. Well,
otherwise I'd
on
have
that
to
note,
regret a lot of things.
Talking back the charity gig, have you got ticket prices yet, or you haven't mentioned anything about it yet?
No, but basically what's going to happen is, as well, all of it is going to charity, and we're going to be charging £7 on the door, just because. Really, it's I think it's a 200-250 capacity, and I'd like to try and get that fund, get to that magic grand as soon as possible, you know. So yeah, £7, but you're going to be getting a lot of acts. So you count it kind of like a pound of act per act, because there will be at least 7 acts.
Yep. And as we mentioned, one of them is Matt. Matt, are you ready to play a song for us?
Well, I was just going to say, like, the Flag Factory Festival was cancelled this year, which was a shame.
Oh, that was.
I even tried inviting The Rock, so we're going to try and invite him down for the Christmas gig instead.
Nice. Hell yeah. Are you friends with The Rock?
No, I've never met him.
Oh.
You have?
I have. On the premiere. I went to see G.I. Joe premiere. I was there just for Channing Tatum. Guess who didn't turn up?
Channing Tatum.
Yeah,
Rock.
But I met The Rock instead. So.
I was going to say, screw Channing, you got The Rock.
But then, you know what wound me up? The next day, I went online, looked at pictures of the premiere, and there was Channing Tatum. I was like, he was not there when I was stood there in the rain for 4 hours waiting for you. But anyway, Channing, if you're listening, love you. Anyway, let's move on to Matt. This show is all about me. What are you going to play for us, Matt?
I want to be like Hugh from The Jungle Book.
Cool.
I think.
Well, when you're ready.
I haven't practiced this in forever, so this is kind of a guy really good or really bad.
You shouldn't tell people that.
You can do it, babe. You can do it. Right. I believe in you.
Because so that'll just, you know. So I got 2 tickets to a golden ball. No, that's not happening. Here we go. This is for Gary Palmer, by the way. I'm the king of the swingers, ooh, the jungle VIP. I've reached the top and had to stop, and that's what's bothering me. I want to be a man cub and stroll right into town and be just like the other men. I'm tired of monkeying around. So who are you? I want to be like you. I want to walk like you, talk like you, it's true. Can you see it's true? An ape like me can't learn to be like someone like you. Now don't try to kid me, man cub, I made a deal with you. While desire is man's red fire, so I can be like you. Just give me the secret, man cub, just clue me what to do. Just give me the power of man's red flower to make my dreams come true. So who are you? I wanna be like you. I wanna walk like you, talk like you, it's true. Can you see it's true? An ape like me can't learn to be like someone like you. It's now time for that all important kazoo solo. Yeah, buddy. Yeah. Everybody in the studio, here we go. So who are you?
I wanna be like you. I wanna walk like you, talk like you, it's true. Can you see it's true? A name like me. Can't learn to be like someone like you. Can't learn to be like someone like me. Can't learn to be like someone like you. Can't learn to be a human too.
Beautiful. Sorry, I weren't going to join in because I can't sing to save my life.
It would have been fun.
It would have. Everyone would have turned off their radios.
Well, I thought that was beautiful.
I
spot
did.
On. You know, the world hasn't got enough music like that.
What, Disney?
Yeah, you know, just nice upbeat tunes. It's all gone a bit electronic and rappy for my life.
What kind of stuff are you into then?
Electric Child House, States of Emotions.
Is that biased by any chance?
Yeah. No,
I don't think it is biased. I think it's just a general life decision.
Yeah. I've got tattoos of them. I quite like that Marvin Gaye and Get It On, even though that is one of the most sinful lyrics ever written. I do. It's got a catchy beat to it.
I can't say I've ever heard it.
Let's Marvin Gaye and Get It On.
Means we're going to have to play it now when you've left.
I've
not when you leave.
Never heard it.
We'll get it on.
You just told me that Justin Bieber earlier. Well, you didn't say tell me personally. You just went Justin Bieber, not his personal throat. I was like, wait, didn't that boy retire?
No. He come back at the VMAs. He broke down. He cried. 2 years on from getting booed, he's now number one. Top lad.
Well, so, yeah, that shows something, doesn't it? You can be the world's hatest person and then go to number one.
Yeah, or you could be like Kanye and just go for president and like, to try and ruin the world even more. No, I would not. I'll be honest, if I saw Kanye and Kim, I'd push them both down the stairs, current state.
That's a bit mean. Although his speech was a little bit long at the MTAs, wasn't it? MTAs? The VMAs.
VMAs. I mean, just like, I mean, love a crowd, but it took him like 5 minutes just to talk. He was like Ross from Friends, like, you know, take him 5 minutes to get out a sentence.
Yeah.
Well, this is the big plan, basically, because he's like a miserable person. Sam was like, Hasnan, we're going to get you on Eurovision next year, do Night Elf, go crazy. And then basically you're going to form a bromance with Kanye because he's miserable. You're going to make him extremely happy. And I'll be like, all right, yeah, let's do this. But I can't say we'll probably get a positive outcome out of it.
Yeah. So would you want like Kanye to be part of Let's Have It?
I'd have Kanye work for me just so he could clean my boots because I am the real, you know, geezers around here.
That's your personal view. That's fine. We're all entitled to our views. So, Matt, you're talking about a bit of festivals. The Fag Factory, unfortunately, has been cancelled. But
I was heartbroken about that. Like, you know, it's like last year, it was like that was the shining positive vibe of Haslamanity. And, I just made that word up. That doesn't
exist. Yeah, I liked it.
Haslam Hamity. I can't even say it.
We're going to get that put on a shirt. Haslam Hamity.
Yeah, like new cult following.
But it was. It, like, to jump in, it was a beautiful gig. I mean, there was bubbles. There was people jumping up and down. The sunshine. It was a good day for local acts. And it was a shame that certain clove companies have too big of egos to not trust in good promoters. But hey ho, that's why we're putting on our own show, because, you know, we still believe in local music. We the White Room label, you know, we believe in pushing the local acts, as there is a lot of good local acts around here, you know. And next year on, you know, Brentwood Festival, you might consider putting a couple more of us on the main stage.
Yeah.
Be quite nice.
Yes, it is important, isn't it, music to you, especially local music as well.
Definitely. I mean, like, I've got nothing wrong. I actually think this year they done a brilliant job on what they pulled. Like, you know, they're big names. I'm a big fan of Pixie Lott. My cousin's an even bigger one.
I heard about that.
Yeah. Human League, great band, can't go wrong. But I think in amongst the mix, you need to consider these big bands coming out of here. You know, they're not just making little noises, they've got heads turning. Like Electric Child House, they're doing a gig with The View, aren't they, at the Electric Ballroom.
Yeah, man.
Don't get that just by being a pub singer. You get that for being a talented artist. So that's the aim for me and Matt. We're gonna keep pushing.
I was off at Brentwood Festival, but I was off for like Friday, like early like the first person on.
You were offered 4:30. That's not offered.
Yeah, I was working as well. I could have probably got it off at the same time. I didn't really want to play just to my dad. You know, he gets that for free. And I don't think 30 quid would have, like, he was like,
yeah. So what is next for you, Matt? Where do you plan on going after you got this single out?
T-shirts.
You want to be on T-shirts?
Movie with Seth Rogen.
Yes.
Called We Do Twins 2.
Cool. Definitely. So you're going into acting as well now?
No.
Oh. Think I'm excited then.
Yeah, no.
Like, this is my ticket to meet Channing Tatum for a
yeah. I've got to admit, we still have some unfinished business. I feel like Matt needs to meet the Lord of Darkness that did show a sign of emotion last week on TV. He needs to meet Simon Cowell, I think.
Yeah.
This guy is too happy not to meet Simon Cowell. I mean, I think we'd win Britain's Got Talent because he is the Finnish article.
Would you ever go on Britain's Got Talent?
It's something I've never really thought of. Like, I had a somewhat audition for The Voice. Like, they were doing it down the Essex Arms. The guy really liked me. He said, and then basically he just kind of gave me a card and said, okay, cool, I've got you on video, now go and apply. It was like, wait, I thought this was the the thing where you're just going to go, okay, I've got this guy, yeah, just try him out with someone else. But, you know, so I was like, I can't be asked. But a few guys did, like, throw a few names in, like Nick Spiller, I think Joel Buxton did, and them two are just incredible.
Why didn't you? Why didn't you go for it? Huh? He clearly liked you. Why didn't you go for it?
I did, and I just went up on stage and went, this is the original song, this is Under the Sea, and this girl was sitting next to me, I've never met her before, but she just had an incredible voice. And she just, like, turns around to me, then after she goes, that was a really good song you wrote. Well, cheers.
Did she actually say that? Yeah. Oh, bless her. Clearly doesn't watch Little Mermaid when she was younger.
I was really confused. It's like, oh, thank you.
It is a beautiful song you wrote, though. Like, let's take it away from Walt Disney. Like if people want to believe that's our song, it's our song. Done.
Why not?
It's part of Let's Have It Records.
So do you want to do another one for us that you've wrote yourself or not, as the case may be?
Yeah, sure, can do. What would you want?
You know what? Well, you were singing Wheaters a minute ago. That sounded really good.
Okay, cool.
Do it.
Okay, well, I can't say the D word or the G word.
We'll bleep them out.
I'll just throw in some new words. Here we go. Okay. Matt has on Hammond Edition for Teenage Dirtbag. Time's up. Let's do this.
Her name is Noelle. I have a dream about if she rings my bell. I got gym class in half and now I know how she rocks through kids and tube socks. But she doesn't know who I am and she doesn't give a damn about me, 'cause I'm just a teenage dirtbag, baby. Yeah, I'm just a teenage dirtbag, baby. Listen to Iron Maiden, baby, with me. Boyfriend's a hello, and he brings a what to school, and he simply kicked my hello again. He knew the truth, he lives on my block. He drives and I rock, yeah. And he doesn't know who I am, and he doesn't give a damn about me, 'cause I'm just a teenage dirtbag, baby. Yeah, I'm just a teenage dirtbag, baby. Listen to Iron Maiden, baby, with me. Ooh. Whoa, yeah, dirtbag. No, she doesn't know what she's missing. Whoa, yeah, dirtbag. No, she doesn't know what she's missing. Man, I feel like mold. It's prom night and I am lonely. Lo and behold, she's walking over to me. This must be fake. My lips start to shake. How does she know who I am? And why does she give a damn about me? Here we go.
Said I got two tickets to Ryan Odenbodo. Come with me Friday, dance all modal. I'm just a teenage dirtbag, bodo like you. Ooh. Oh yeah, dirtbag. No, she doesn't know what she's missing. Oh yeah, dirtbag. No, she doesn't know what she's missing.
I'm really impressed that you can do so many different pitches. I can't even reach that pitch. The fact that you can do that.
It came out cool. Of price, didn't it, Matt?
I just never hit PB.
Fair enough. Okay, maybe I'm not as impressed anymore. But you have improved since the last time I heard you. Your vocals are getting better. Do you, like, have you had any lessons or is it just a natural talent thing?
No, it's all self-taught. All self-taught. Like, my dad's the karaoke king of Brentwood, so.
He's unbelievable, Bob. If you've never caught Bob at karaoke, go. In fact, at the Essex Arms tonight, I guarantee you, you will see Bob because it's karaoke night and he does a mean bat out of hell, doesn't he? A mean.
Sorry, does
Not the Hoopoe and the Game of Life.
Oh, yes, he does REM.
I can imagine that, actually.
Yeah, he's just got a big bellow voice. I mean, he's another guy. I mean, the whole family, you know. That you just want to kiss them. They're a very lovable family. And very big drinkers. Very big drinkers, but in a good way.
My dad, when he talks, he just sounds like Louis Armstrong just talking. Like, he's like, hello. And then it's like, grassy trees are green. Red roses do.
Maybe we should get him in.
Me and you. Thank you, Nicky.
There we go. Maybe that should be on your seaside as well. Yeah. Or seaside.
Seaside, I like it. It's a new one.
There you go.
You, even talking about a seaside, you can hire the Ordinary Boys for £1,200. If you're a fan, hire him. Great tune.
There you go. So we are going to wrap up, but is there any last minute things you want to say about what's going on in...
Basically, everyone follow my client... Matt, if you'd like to say your name in full, because I always stutter with it.
My name is Matthew Haslam Hammond. It's Mike Alpha Tango Tango Hotel Echo Whiskey. Hotel Alpha Sierra Lima Alpha Mike Hyphen. Hotel Alpha Mike Mike Oscar November Delta. And you can also follow Matthew Haslam Hammond Hyphen the Disney guy on Facebook.
Yeah. And if you want to follow Tugboat, he is down as Sam Hookins. Just follow him. You will be shocked at some things, but I'm a lovable guy.
Yes.
Also, as well, guys, I know it's really soon to be thinking about Christmas. December 11th, though, if you are free, come down to the CX next to the Essex Arms and let's give Christmas a Christmas stuffing.
I'm also playing Southend on the 25th of this month, down Panic. It's a Disney night. I'm not too sure how much it is to get in, but it's planned to be a pretty good night.
It's got a good poster, and we like his style, and he approached Matt, so we like him even more. But yeah, let's give cancer a kick in and raise some money for it. Thank you, Nicky. You've been beautiful.
That's all right. Thank you very much. Thank you. We're definitely going to... We'll plug that on the events guide, the charity gig.
Can we ask you one more thing? Just literally one more thing.
Go for it.
Okay. Have you ever seen Soccer AM? Right. Basically, this is mine and Sam's second appearance on the show. So basically, if we do one more appearance, will we get like a golden radio?
Because
they get given like a free football.
I can invent it.
Yeah, like
I've never done that before.
Just a little plaque on the wall, you know.
Yeah. I mean, I'll have to talk to someone about that. Maybe like
Phoenix
under the
FM
desk or something,
Hall of Famers.
And no one can see it.
I think we are, and if in future as well, like you know, we'd love to have our own radio show, Nicky. If you can have a word with anyone.
Well, maybe I can. Maybe we'll see.
You know. But
will it be clean though with you two?
Of course, it'd be Disney fun.
Well, it depends. If it's after 9 o'clock, it may not be. But
well, no, it needs to be clean all the time, really.
Yeah.
Louise was on here once. Louise Kern. Hey,
lovely girl.
Yeah, she dropped a few S bombs. I'm not going to lie. You know, in her own song, it was great. I was like, my God, Louise is.
she's kicked up.
Just to go back to this panic thing that's happening, you have to dress up. Well, you don't have to, but you can dress up as Disney characters.
You can do
as well,
and they're giving prizes away all night as well. So yeah.
That's pretty cool. Are you going to dress up?
Freddy Krueger.
Well,
he's not.
I haven't really thought about it, really, to be honest with you. But if I do, then I do. I've got some pretty hench Minnie Mouse ears at home.
Yeah.
Cool.
We've got some gloves.
You're going to dress up as Minnie Mouse?
Who knows? I think it'll be really off-putting sight for a lot of people.
Lovely red dress.
To me and Sam, it'll look amazing.
Definitely. The ultimate power couple. But yeah, in fairness, like, as I say, follow local bands around here. You know, you don't have to just listen to, the generic pop that is about, you know, you've got Electric Child House, you've got Queensberries, you've got The Victories, you've got States of Emotion, you've got My Man Matthew, you've got, you know, loads of things happening. You've got a good singer in the band called Blast Notes State at 100, yeah. You know, as I say, solid bands, all worth a check. And do we get a request, actually?
Can do. Although I was going to play Marvin Gaye so that Matt could hear it.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
but we can play something afterwards.
No. Let's get on.
Cool. So, thank you, Tugboat and Matt, for coming in. Matt, this one is for you. It's Charlie Puth and Meghan Trainor, Marvin Gaye.
Peace out, Brentwood.
Let's Marvin Gaye and get it on.